This is hour number two of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, your host. Glad you came back after the break. And coming up, we continue our twisted salute to Valentine's Day. More of those non-traditional love songs coming up. And more hit records from this weekend in our spotlight year 1961. And a couple of notes from the food and beverage industry. Campbell's Soup has acquired Pepperidge Farms for $28 million in stock. Domino's Pizza has begun operations in Detroit. Howard Johnson now has over 600 independently owned restaurants in the franchise, making it the third largest U.S. food distributor, surpassed only by the Army and the Navy. Also, Coca-Cola has acquired Minute Maid Corporation, and the Coca-Cola Company has also introduced Sprite. That's to give 7-Up some competition. And 95% of soft drinks sold in the U.S. are in reusable bottles, but now we're seeing the emergence of aluminum cans.
And on the music scene this week in 61, coming in at number 26, was Jerry Wallace.
There she goes. She's walking away. Each step she takes brings heartaches my way. He's won her heart. I lost her some way. There she goes, she's walking away. If I hadn't cheated, if I hadn't lied, I'd be the one walking by her side. I love her still. I guess that it shows. She's walking away. There she goes. There she goes. She's walking away. And each step she takes brings heartaches my way. If I hadn't cheated, if I hadn't lied, I'd be the one walking by her side. I love her still, and I guess that it shows. She's walking away.
Record number 26 this weekend in 1961, Jerry Wallace and There She Goes. That was a country hit for Carl Smith back in the middle 50s. And here in 61, Jerry Wallace gave it a little more of a pop sound and had a top 40 hit with it.
It's February, minus 64 years on today's Seems Like Old Times. And now let's check out some news headlines.
John Kennedy is our president now. He delivered his first State of the Union address on January 30th. And on the domestic front, Kennedy said the economy is in trouble. Unemployment's increasing, the recession worsening, the rate of economic growth is lagging. And among his proposals are a boost to Social Security benefits, an increase in the minimum wage, an extension in unemployment benefits, and a depressed areas bill. In foreign affairs, there's of course the Cold War, along with hotspots in the Congo, Laos, and in our own backyard in Cuba. And on January 28th, the president authorized the CIA to proceed with former President Eisenhower's plan to invade Cuba with an army of 1,200 exiles. Eisenhower had severed diplomatic relations with Cuba at the beginning of the year. But there was some good news as two surviving crewmen of an Air Force reconnaissance plane shot down by Soviet flyers over the Barents Sea back in July were freed by the Soviet Union on January 25th.
And that's a glimpse at our world from this weekend in 1961. And back on the Billboard music chart this week, coming in at number 10, was the instrumental group known as the String-Alongs. This is Wheels.
Thank you.
The five-man group out of Plainview, Texas, known as the String-Alongs. And that would be their biggest hit of all time, Wheels. At number 10 this week, it would get as high as number 3. Also today, we are celebrating Valentine's Day in our own warped, demented style. And you know, a budding romance can get started with one simple phone call.
Hello?
Is this 418-9749?
Speaking.
Sarah?
Yeah.
Sarah Jackman, Sarah Jackman, how's by you? How's by you? How's by you to family? How's your sister Emily?
She's nice too.
She's nice too.
Jerry Bachman, Jerry Bachman, so what's new? So what's new?
What you doing, Sarah?
Reading John O'Hara.
He's nice too.
He's nice too.
Sarah Jackman, Sarah Jackman, how's by you? How's by you? How's your brother Bernie?
He's a big attorney.
How's your sister Doris?
Still with William Morris.
How's your cousin Shirley?
She got married early.
How's her daughter Esther?
Skipped a whole semester.
How's your brother Bentley?
Feeling better mentally.
How's your cousin Ida?
She's a freedom rider.
What's with Uncle Sidney?
They took out a kidney.
How's your sister Norma?
She's a nonconformer.
How's your cousin Lena?
Moved to Pasadena.
How's your Uncle Nathan?
Him I got no faith in.
I ain't heard from Sonia.
I'll get her to phone ya.
How's her daughter Rita?
A regular Lolita.
How's your cousin Manny?
Signed up with Victani.
How's your nephew Seymour?
Seymour joined the Peace Corps.
He's nice too, he's nice too. Sarah Jackman, Sarah Jackman, how's by you? How's by you? Give regards to Hi now, gotta say goodbye now.
Give regards to Mo now, well I gotta go now. Toodaloo, toodaloo, toodaloo.
Willard McBain, and he only had just one thought on his brain. Every evening about midnight he'd slip off alone and call the same lady on a paid telephone. It's me again, Margaret.
Hello, is this Margaret?
You don't know me, Margaret, but I know you. Well, this upset the lady, and it gave her the blues. So she called up the police, said, what shall I do? Well, the chief of detectives came around to her home and eavesdropped upon them on her upstairs phone.
It's me again, Margaret. Hello, this is Margaret. Margaret, I know it's you, Margaret. Are you naked?
Well, they called up Ma Bell and they traced him on down to a funky old phone booth on the outskirts of town. It was there that the vice squad with their field glasses read the lips of that amorous man as he said,
it's me again, Margaret. Hello. Is it Margaret? I know it's you, Margaret. I bet you can't guess what I'm doing.
Well, they cuffed jacked him and dragged him to the station downtown. And they allowed him one phone call before the jailer came around. He wet his chapped lips and he cleared his young throat. Then he dialed the telephone and softly he spoke.
It's me again, Margaret. They got me, Margaret. You ain't gonna miss me, Margaret. I know that. But I miss you. And when I get out, Margaret, I'm gonna come back with a weed eater and a live chicken and some peach preserves. Well, I'm gonna go down, Margaret.
Well, there's one of those creepy love songs we were warning you about. It's me again, Margaret. That was Ray Stevens. And before that, it was Alan Sherman's telephone call to Sarah Jockman, who was played by Christine Nelson. Silly love songs today on Seems Like Old Times. It's February 1961 on today's Seems Like Old Times, and let's do sports! In baseball news, we have some new teams and some new cities. The club that's been transplanted from Washington to Minnesota will be known as the Twins, in honor of the twin cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. But Washington will get a new senator squad managed by Mickey Vernon. And meanwhile, a group headed by movie star Gene Autry and former football star Bobby Reynolds is awarded an American League franchise, the Los Angeles Angels. And this year's class to the Hall of Fame will be Billy Hamilton and Max Carey. To basketball, and the number one college team in the country is Ohio State, behind Jerry Lucas. And there's no Oscar Robertson at Cincinnati this year, but the Bearcats are still number two, and they would beat the Buckeyes for the national championship. The Big O is off in the NBA now. Starring with the Cincinnati Royals, he'd be Rookie of the Year. And this weekend, Boston and St. Louis are division winners, and the Celtics would beat the Hawks in the finals. And the Lakers this year, no longer in Minnesota, they're in Los Angeles. And in the NHL, Chicago's developed a strong team thanks to a stout defense, and they'd win the Stanley Cup over Detroit. Montreal's Bernie Boom Boom Jeffrion would be the second to score 50 goals in a season thanks to his thundering slap shot. And in boxing, the heavyweight champion is Floyd Patterson. And that's a look at sports from the second weekend of February 1961. And back on the music charts, coming in at number 8, it's Burt Kampfert with Wonderland by Night.
Oh,
Comfort, Wonderland by Night. Number 8 on the countdown this week after spending 3 weeks at number 1. It was a million seller for the band leader from Hamburg, Germany. Also today we're celebrating Valentine's Day, and you might be wondering what I'm doing this Valentine's Day. Well, it's the same thing that I do every year. I fix a nice dinner, turn the lights down low, get cozy on the sofa, and pop in my DVDs of the Three Stooges. It doesn't get any better than that.
But Valentine's Day always makes me think of my best girlfriend, Louise. What a kid. She had the biggest buck teeth I ever saw. First time I took her in my arms, she kissed me and plucked my eyebrows at the same time.
Hey, you know what? We forgot to serenade her. Well, let's do it now.
Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Keep the love light burning in your eyes so blue. Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
You know, you're a lovely dancer. Oh, I enjoyed that very much.
I wish I could say the same about you.
Well, you could if you were as big a liar as I am.
Oh, you flatterer.
Say, you're very smart.
Yeah, I know.
What do you attribute your smartness to?
Well, to three things. Yeah. The first one is my very good memory.
That's one.
And the other two, I forgot.
You forgot.
Yeah. Mm.
Why don't you read books? That'll make you remember.
I do read books.
You read books?
Yeah.
Do you read good books?
That's the only kind I read.
Did you ever read any books by Shakespeare?
Yeah, all of them.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
How did you like Romeo and Juliet?
Oh, I don't think they compare with Shakespeare.
You don't think they compare with Shakespeare?
No.
Look, Romeo and Juliet are not authors.
Yeah, well, that's just what I told my mother. I read their books, and if they think they're authors, they're crazy.
Look, let me straighten you out. Romeo and Juliet is a book written by Shakespeare where a man makes love to a girl on a balcony.
Yeah, well, that's just why I didn't read it, because I feel if a fellow can't afford to take his girl in the orchestra, he shouldn't take her to a theater at all.
Look, let's have a soda. I'm ready to faint. I mean, this has got me.
All-time sweethearts right there, George Burns and Gracie Allen, from a 1932 short film called Let's Dance. Before that, a Laurel and Hardy serenade of Let Me Call You Sweetheart from the film Swiss Miss, and also a real quick joke in there from Bob Hope.
Now here's one little warning for Valentine's Day. Don't necessarily believe all those sweet nothings you're going to hear. To illustrate that point, here's Fred Astaire and Jane Powell.
Oh, yeah!
Can you listen to me? Just one!
Oh, sure!
Fine.
Sure! Yeah!
I've told you a million times! You never want to listen
right.
to me
so
anymore!
So I said it, so you heard it, so you mean, so what?
So this. It's the last time I'll ever go to a party with you.
Will you put that in writing?
Well, you're always making cracks.
Like what?
Well, you always humiliate me.
Nah.
Didn't your mother never teach you no manners?
I never had no mother. We was too poor.
Say, what's the matter with you lately? You used to tell me you loved me. You used to treat me like a high-class dame.
Nah.
Well, you, didn't you?
So are you.
Oh, there, so you admit it.
I ain't admitting nothing.
I'll give you one more chance. Do you love me or don't you?
No, I don't.
Quit stalling. I want a direct answer.
Listen, kid, there's one thing about you I can't understand.
How could you believe me when I said I loved you when you know I've been a liar all my life?
You've had that reputation since you was a youth.
You must have been insane to think I'd tell you the truth.
How could I believe you when you said we'd marry?
Why, you know I'd rather hang than have a wife. I know I said I'd make you mine.
Now wouldn't you know that I would go for that old line?
How could you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar?
You sure have been a liar.
A double-crossing liar.
A double-crossing liar.
All my doggone cheating lies.
You said you would love me long.
So what?
Faithful you'd always be.
Why, baby, you must be loony to trust a lower than low two-timer like me.
You said I'd have everything.
Get hard.
A beautiful diamond ring.
Ha, ha, ha.
A bungalow by the sea.
A bungalow, yes.
You're really naive to ever believe a full of baloney phony like me.
Boy, I sure must have lost my head.
You ain't lost nothing you never had.
What about the time you went to Indiana?
I was lying. I was down in Alabama.
You said you had some business you had to complete.
What I was doing, I would be a cat to repeat.
What about the evenings you was with your mother?
I was romping with another honey. Wham!
To think you swore our love was real.
Baby, leave us, not forget that I'm a heel.
How could I believe you when you said you loved me?
Why, you know, I've been a liar.
A good-for-nothing liar.
All my good-for-nothing lies.
From the 1951 film Royal Wedding, that's Fred Astaire and Jane Powell. How could you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life? A 21-word title written by Alan J. Lerner and Burton Lane. It's a wacky Valentine's Day celebration on Seems Like Old Times. Our trip down memory lane takes us back to February of 1961 on today's Seems Like Old Times. And while we're here, why don't we stop in and see a movie? Playing on the big screen this weekend, The Village of the Damned, a sci-fi horror show starring George Sanders. The comedy The Marriage Go-Round with Susan Hayward, James Mason, and Julie Newmar. Another marriage comedy, The Grass is Greener, with Cary Grant, Deborah Carr, Robert Mitchum, and Gene Simmons. Now, Mitchum and Carr were also in another film, an outstanding movie, The Sundowners.
Admiring yourself?
Magnificent specimen, ain't I?
Oh, I don't know. Downright puny compared to some I've seen.
You know something, Art? You're built the way a woman ought to be built.
Just find it out?
No, I noticed it a couple of times before. It just came home to me today when we were passing through Cooma. I seen all them Sheilas. Just broomsticks, that's what they are. Nothing to hang on to.
Did you try?
You know better than that. I was just looking.
And comparing, eh?
That's right. Looking, comparing. Thinking what a lucky bloke I am.
Oh. Glad to know you appreciate me.
Come on over here, I'll appreciate you.
A fine story set in Australia, The Sundowners, Robert Mitchum and Deborah Carr.
A couple of shows for the entire family, Disney's 101 Dalmatians, and The Swiss Family Robinson with John Mills and Dorothy McGuire. A couple of more comedies, Jerry Lewis and Cinder Fella, and Jack Lemmon and Ricky Nelson starred in The Wackiest Ship in the Army. Some lighthearted fun with Where the Boys Are, starring George Hamilton and a whole lot of girls on spring break, including Connie Francis. There was the crime drama Too Hot to Handle, with Jane Mansfield at her loveliest, and proving that she can act, too. And the other bombshell of the day was Marilyn Monroe. She was starring with Clark Gable in The Misfits.
I suppose you'll be heading back east soon, eh, Mrs. Tabor?
I can't make up my mind. I don't know yet what to do.
You mean you don't have a business to run or a school to teach or a...
Me? I never finished high school.
Well, that's real good news.
You don't like educated women?
They're all right. Always wanting to know what you're thinking, that's all.
Maybe they're trying to get to know you better.
Did you ever get to know a man better by asking him questions?
You mean he'd lie?
He might not. And then again, he just might.
What turned out to be the last film for both Marilyn Monroe and Clark Gable, The Misfits. Gable had already passed away. Just after wrapping up production of The Misfits, he had suffered a heart attack and died this past November. Also in the movie theaters this weekend was Exodus. Paul Newman led a solid cast, and the theme song was at number 4 on the music charts this week from Ferrante and Teicher. Thank you. Record number 4 this weekend in 1961, Ferrante and Teicher and the theme from Exodus. Also today, we're having a Valentine's Day celebration, but with some not-so-traditional love songs. Down through the years, there have been a number of odes written about a specific object of one's affection. Here are two fine examples.
As I was walking by the shore, I happened there to see a woman's form a-lying there as still could be. The dress she wore was gingham blue, her hair all tumbled down. It might have been my own true love, my sweetheart Jenny Brown. Her face was turned into the sand, was who I could not tell. But on her hand a high school ring, a ring I knew too well. My heart stood still, I grasped her arm, and then I turned her. It was my own true love, my sweetheart, Jenny Brown. Oh,
oh, oh. Oh, Jenny Brown. Why did I treat you cruel? Gosh whiz, Jenny, there was tears in your eyes, and you ran away from me, and now here I find you on the beach. All still and sandy, and flies and stuff.
Oh. I stared into her lovely face, a face that used to clown. I saw one eye a flicker, then wink and open round. Ha ha!
She laughed and jumped up tall. I bet you thought I drowned.
What a rotten sense of humor has my sweetheart Jenny Brown.
O tempestuous one, I'm your slave. For behold, I love you all. Your eyes, your hair, your hands, your ears, your tooth. Your everything. Come, fly away with me. Let us sing, let us dance. Let us play at youthful games and fill the night air with youthful laughter ere the spring cometh. Hey, Nani Nani. I am weak, I faint, I fail, for verily I am as a drooping daffodil. I cry your mercy, pity, love. Give me all. It is too much. Thy kiss, nay. Nay, it is more than a kiss. It is a bite at my heart. Ah, beloved, how can I tell you of my love? Hark! Hear my heart. Here, here, here it stands neath the jasmine branches, waiting in despair. Oh, the rapture, if thou would but'st gaze on it. Alas, oh, unreturned love, 'tis done. Prithee, my beloved, kiss me ere I perish.
Just brings a tear to the eye, doesn't it? Andy Griffith to the lovely Juanita Beasley. A 1959 record with the Billy May Orchestra. And before that, from 1963, the Smothers Brothers and Jenny Brown. Now, I wouldn't exactly encourage the approach taken in this next love song, but they seem to be having fun with it. The polka stylings of the Jimmy Sturr Orchestra, with a guest appearance by the song's writer Bill Anderson on How Married Are You, Mary Ann?
When I first saw you, I saw something I haven't seen in a long, long time. I saw a lady who looked like a woman who could drive me right out of my mind. But I also saw your big white diamond and your golden wedding band. I know you're married, but I've got to ask you, how married are you, Mary Ann? How married are you, Mary Ann? How much of a chance do I stand? On a scale from 1 to 10, how married are you, Mary Ann? Are you so merry that you can't see me looking at you with hungry eyes? Are you so merry that you deny me just one night of paradise? I wanna hold you, I wanna kiss you, I wanna love you all I can. I know you're married, but I've got to ask you, how married are you, Mary Ann? How married are you, Mary Ann? How much of a chance do I stand? On a scale from 1 to 10, how married are you, Mary Ann?
Surely, surely, you can see me trembling, trembling to hold you tight. I'm not talking about forever, I'm just talking about tonight. I want to hold you, I want to kiss you, I want to love you all I can. I know you're married, but I've got to ask you, how married are you, Mary Ann?
How married are you, Mary Ann? How much of a chance do I stand? On a scale from 1 to 10, how married are you, Mary Ann?
Here's the Jimmy Sturr Orchestra from their 1993 album, Stir It Up. And How Married Are You, Mary Ann? With a guest appearance by Bill Anderson, the country great wrote the song and recorded it in 1978. As part of our unique celebration of Valentine's Day on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we get out of here, let me remind you about the show website. It's oldtimesradio.com. When you go there, you'll find our list of wonderful affiliates. You can find the schedule of upcoming shows, plus the worldly famous Listen Now page, where you can hear previous shows on demand. Now be sure to follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. All right, one final Valentine's number for the day. Here are the Marx Brothers taking turns on Everyone Says I Love You. From their film Horse Feathers.
Everyone says I love you. The cop on the corner and the burglar too. The preacher in the pulpit and the man in the pew says I love you. Everyone, no matter who. The folks over 80 and the kid of 2. The captain and the sailor and the rest of the crew says I love you. There are only 8 little letters in this phrase you'll find, but they mean a lot more than all the other words combined. Everywhere, the whole world through, the king in the palace and the peasant too, the tiger in the jungle and the monk in the zoo says, I love you.
Everyone says I love you. The great big mosquito when he sting you. The fly when he gets stuck on the fly paper too, says I love you. Every time the cow says moo, she's a making the wolfie very happy too. And the rooster when he holler cocky dooly dooly doo, says I love you. Chris the fox Columbo, he write the Queen of Spain a very nice little note. And he's right all over you, maybe. And then he get himself a great big boat. He's a wiser guy, what do you think Columbo do? When he's come here in 1492, he say to Pocahontas, atcha, fatcha, don't you go. That means you little son of a gun, I love you. It's just inviting trouble for the poor sucker who says I love you. Take a pair of rabbits who get stuck on each other and begin to woo. And pretty soon you'll find a million more rabbits who say I love you. When a lion gets feeling frisky and begins to roar, there's another lion who knows just what he's roaring for. Everything that ever grew, the goose and the gander and the gosling too,
The duck upon the water, when he feels that way too, says,
that's a wise quack. You keep your bill out of this. How would you like it if I butted in the orifice and laid an egg?
From the 1932 motion picture, Horse Feathers, those were the Marx Brothers. Chico, Zeppo, Harpo, and Groucho. And everyone says, I love you. It's been a humorous, musical Valentine's Day card for you today from Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one song from this weekend in 1961. And what's new in our spotlight year? Well, in the opera world, tenor Franco Corelli makes his debut at the Met just a few weeks ago at the age of 39, singing the role of Maurice in the opera Il Trovatore. Also debuting at the Met that night was soprano Leontine Price. The 34-year-old was playing the role of Lenora, and she received a 45-minute ovation. Around the house, there's some new toys for the kids, like the Etch-A-Sketch, a Cape Canaveral rocket playset, and the games Aggravation and Hi-Ho Cherry-O. And there is a new occupant in the White House. It's 43-year-old John Kennedy, the youngest man ever elected president, and his inauguration was just 3 weeks ago.
Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty. I do not believe that any of us would exchange places with any other people or any other generation. The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
President John Kennedy from his inaugural address on January 20th. And also that day, First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy creates a fashion sensation by wearing a simple pillbox hat designed by the Bergdorf Goodman hat maker, Halston. And the number one record in the country this weekend in 1961 was the first ever chart topper for the Lawrence Welk Orchestra, Calcutta. Frank Scott on the harpsichord. That's the Lawrence Welk Orchestra and Calcutta, the number one record in the USA this weekend in 1961. It was a million seller for Lawrence Welk, spending a couple of weeks at the top of the charts.
but it would be the final chart hit for the 57-year-old from Strasburg, North Dakota. And that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.